937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy New Year's for those of you just joining us. And we want to hope you a very prosperous new year for your garden, whether it's indoors or out. And this is the Sunday that we have our bird lady, C. Ann, is going to join us this morning. And we were talking between Christmas and New Year's, and C. Ann said, you know, what should we talk about? And I said, you know, we've talked a lot about everyday birds. Why don't we talk about woodpeckers and maybe how we could get woodpeckers to come into your yard to give you an additional excitement to your gardening? It's nice to have chickadees and finches and sparrows and things like that, but wouldn't it be nice to get woodpeckers? So, C-Ann is going to join us, and we're going to talk on how to attract them, what types of foods that they need, and give us a lot of great information about getting these birds to come into your backyard. So, C-Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you, C-Ann.
Good morning, Paul, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you, thank you. How was the new year for you, C-Ann?
It was very good. It was quiet, but that's all right. Some good close friends and lots of food, you know. It was a good New Year's. How about yourself?
The same like you. You know, the days of running around and loud parties, those days are over. It's sitting home, relaxing, and enjoying the new year with friends and family.
Oh, amen to that.
Tell us about woodpeckers. I have a couple in my yard, and I am just fascinated totally with them.
I love my woodpeckers. They are quite characters out there. And I get several different ones in my yard, and there's some of your more common ones. You have your downy woodpecker, and you have your hairy woodpecker, and they're very similarly marked. So the best way to tell the difference between them is their size. The downy is a 6-inch bird, and the hairy is basically a 9-inch bird. So
oh, wow.
That's the biggest difference between the two of them. I also get the red belly, and he's got a red stripe going down the back of his head, and he's got a red blush on his belly. Now, he's a 10-inch bird. Now, I have had people tell me they get the red-headed woodpecker, and that explains itself. It's a completely red head, and that, again, is a 10-inch bird. Now, this year, I had something very exciting happen. I actually had the pileated woodpecker in my yard. Now, that is a 17-inch bird. That's
wow,
almost
that
a foot-and-a-half bird. And he was beautiful, and they're very hard to get into your yard because they're very elusive, very secretive. So, yeah, when you see one in your yard, it's a rare thing, and it's very exciting.
Wow.
So those
now,
are some of your more common. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now for people that have been feeding the birds, they've never had woodpeckers, how do they start to attract them?
Well, the one thing I find that they really go crazy over is suet. They love the suet. And what I have out there is I have what is called a suet log. And it looks like it's basically like a 6-inch branch that they cut into sections and then bored holes into it. And there's four holes that go all the way through the log. And what you do is you pack it with suet. And mm-hmm. they like to land on it because they're a tree-clinging bird. So it's very natural for them to land on this branch and just go to town on the suet. And they just lose their minds on it.
So a woodpecker does not need a perch.
No, they do not. They are part of your tree-clinging birds. Your woodpeckers, your flickers, your nuthatches. That's a tree-clinging bird. And I get both of the nuthatches, you know, the red-breasted and the white-breasted in my yard. And this year I actually had the brown creeper, which is another tree-clinging bird. And he's basically marked like a sparrow, but he creeps, you know how nuthatches creep down the tree? Brown
right.
creepers creep only up the tree. So it was very exciting. So, yeah, the woodpeckers and all of them, they're all part of your tree-clinging birds, so they don't need perches.
Okay.
So it's very natural for them to land right on the suet log or right on the suet cage, however you feed the suet.
Is there any particular plants that woodpeckers prefer over others? If you wanted to attract them to your yard, do they need a place where they can land and look around first? Like one of the things that I've always done, CN, is after Christmas, I'll take my tree down and I will attach it to a pipe near my bird feeder so that they can land on their Christmas tree and then look around and then go to the bird feeders. Would that help to attract woodpeckers, or is there something else?
Well, woodpeckers really prefer, you know, the bigger trees, more open. I've been putting the Christmas tree out is excellent for all your other songbirds on there, but I'm not too sure if it would be specifically attractive to the woodpeckers, because I noticed mine, they like I have a big maple tree out front, and they like to land on the trunk itself and creep along and then go out onto the branch and then onto the suet feeder.
Okay.
I don't know if they would be really attracted to coming down that low. They really don't like to go too low. They like to be higher up in a tree.
So they're up high to look around.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they like to keep
now,
a bird's eye view of things.
What does wild delight make in a blend of suet that would attract the woodpeckers better than just plain suet?
Well, we do make a woodpecker suet. And basically it's
you
a
do.
U.S. grade rendered beef fat that we mix with our wild delight woodpecker mix, which has got you know, the peanuts, the pistachios, the fruit, and sunflower in. And that would be perfect.
So is there a blend of bird food just for woodpeckers that would help to attract them besides suet?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's basically a mix that's got higher amounts of tree nuts in them. Because that's what woodpeckers really like, are tree nuts. And then we put different, you know, raisins and stuff in there as well, and, you know, deshelled sunflower. So it's a heavier nut mix than your standard, you know, black oil sunflower and safflower.
Okay.
So, yeah, read the ingredients and you pick out the best mix. I there are some mixes out there that still throw corn in there and the woodpeckers are just going to throw the corn on the ground anyway, so try and avoid those.
So if you want woodpeckers, you need a blend that will have fruit and nuts.
Yes.
To better attract them to your garden.
Absolutely. And, I mean, some people feed straight deshelled peanuts. Now, they do make a peanut feeder, and it's basically a mesh tube. And the holes on the mesh are bigger than the mesh that they would use for sunflower feeding. And you fill it up with peanuts, and you just hang it on out there. And that way they can land on it, and they pull the peanuts out from the mesh.
Huh.
So
this would be a shell.
I'm sorry, Paul.
So this would be a shelled peanut?
Yes, it is deshelled.
Okay. Now, Where do woodpeckers live? Do they make a nest like a regular bird, or they live in holes, in buildings, or trees?
Yes. They're crevice-dwelling birds. So most of them will bore a hole into a tree, or if there's a natural nook that they can go into. And, you know, they do make woodpecker birdhouses that you can put out as well.
I've never seen a woodpecker house. I'll have to look for that. But they do make a special house.
It's a little uncommon. You know, people want the basic wren houses and chickadee houses and stuff. But they do make them. I have seen them. But they are basically crevice-dwelling birds. So, no, they won't be weaving a nest like most birds do.
Now, one question that I've had emails several times in the past few years is I've had people have emailed me and they said, I've had some trees in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lines of holes throughout that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's woodpeckers making holes in that tree. Sian, hold on a second. We're coming up on a break. And when we come back, tell us if the holes in lines on the tree are from woodpeckers and what they are looking for, and are they hurting the tree? A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to
Castlebar, from that to County Clare. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with C-Ann. She is our bird lady from Wild Delight Bird Food. And this morning, she's giving us a lot of great information about woodpeckers and how to get them to come into your garden. C-Ann, one of the emails that I have received several times is people see little holes in their trees. They've seen woodpeckers. And they'll email me and they'll say, I have Woody the Woodpecker in my yard. I'm afraid he's going to kill all my trees. Why are these woodpeckers making holes in the tree?
Traditionally are attracted by what I call dead wood. And these are trees that are already dead or they're dying. And they're dying because of insect infestation. So if you've got a woodpecker boring holes into a tree, he's not killing the tree. There's already something going on with the tree, and it's generally insect infestation. So you could almost look at it as the woodpeckers are a red flag that there might be something wrong with the tree. Because I have a nice maple tree out front, and the woodpeckers are not boring holes into it. But there's a tree across the way that has a lot of dead branches in it and everything, and they're just tearing it apart. Because they're going after the grubs that are living in the wood.
So they're not hurting.
Get those grubs out.
They're not hurting a good tree. They're going after a tree that's in trouble and trying to get the bugs out of it.
Correct. Because a healthy tree is a tree that has no insect infestation. Because we all know that insects will suck the life out of a tree. So if you've got a woodpecker that is really interested in your tree, there's probably a reason, and you should look into that.
So that is a signal telling you that you have a problem. So it's not a bad thing. That woodpecker is warning you that there's insects in that tree, and if you don't do something about it, the tree will totally die and probably end up on top of your house or something.
Probably. Yeah, the woodpeckers are not killing the tree. They're going after what's already in the tree. You know, there's no reason for them to peck on a tree that doesn't have an insect in it. Because that's what they're going for.
Okay. Now, you were talking about a nut blend of woodpecker food. would that be best used on like a platform, a tube feeder, or just a regular wooden feeder where they can land on and take the food out from that little pedestal?
You know, all of the above. If you've got a nice tube feeder with big holes in it, that would work well. Platforms always work well. But you have to keep in mind that platforms, you know, there's a lot of birds that like nuts. So you put a platform out there, and that's going to be an invitation to a lot of your bigger birds to come on in and feast as well.
Okay.
You could get a peanut feeder and put your nuts in there. And that way there's no perches, so the bird has to cling on it, so it's perfect for your tree-clinging birds. So
okay.
Many feeders will accommodate a woodpecker mix.
Okay. Now, could you give us some information about Wild Delight's website so that people can go to it and get more information about the seed blends that Wild Delight makes?
Definitely. It's simply www.wilddelight.com. And on there as well, you can join our birder club, and you can blog questions across the United States asking people their experience with birds.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. It's a great site.
On the website, they can find out about specific birds as well as what seed will work best for them. Is there any information about habitat or berry plants or anything like that?
It'll tell you which birds will be attracted to which mixes. It'll guide you along the way. And the greatest one is blogging people across the United States, because birds do different things, and, you know, there's no set in stone behavior. Every time you figured out a bird's behavior, they do something completely different.
So that you could go on the site and say, for example, I don't have any cardinals. Do you have them? And somebody who's reading could share their experience with you and pass it on. I don't have them yet. They're always late. And
Don't
panic. Cianne, thank you so much for joining us. We want to encourage you to check out wilddelight.com and get more information about birding.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No vase, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Every couple of weeks, we'll like to bring CN on so that she can help you to bring in a different area in your garden. You know, it's nice to have flowers, but this time of the year, everything's dead. So bringing in the bird feeder will give you some color and some excitement in your backyard. I just love looking out my kitchen window, watching the birds on the feeders, and also from the living room. So, you know, if you want more information, check out their website, wilddelight.com, and tune in on Sundays, and we'll talk to the bird ladies, CN, about different types of birds and how to attract them to your garden. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Don, do we have callers or do we need people to call up?
We do have a caller, Deborah from Greenland, New Hampshire, who has a question about reseeding.
Deborah, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club and Happy New Year to you, Deborah.
Thank you, Paul. This is Deborah from Greenland and a very happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you.
I have two questions. My first is a standard hibiscus. I do not have light anywhere in my house that would provide what the hibiscus needs. And my question is, can I supplement it with a grow light?
Okay.
I'm tired
of... Second question?
My second question is, due to construction, I had to dig up over three perennial beds. Consequently, they also included annuals that I depend upon for reseeding, cosmos, zinnias, particularly Shirley Poppies. My question is, can I duplicate this winter overgrowth in my garage? Can I? I have three packages of Shirley Poppies and various other things that I depend on reseeding in the ground.
Right.
And
are these gardens, have they been repaired now? Are they all done with the construction?
That's why I want to, most of the perennials are back in place. But I have a lot of seed that I would like to reuse, which I've had good luck with over the years.
Mm-hmm. What you can do, Shirley, with those seeds, most of these will germinate all by themselves. So all you would need to do is in early April, go out in your gardens that have been all reconditioned and you've planted all of your perennials, take your seed and take your time and sprinkle them in the garden. And then all you need to do is to take the palm of your hand, flatten the area where the seeds are, and push them into the ground. You don't need to cover them. So you just sprinkle the seed here and there wherever you want them to come. Take the palm of your hand, firm them in place because the seed needs to be covered with soil. Then what you do, take out your hose, or you can wait for a rainy day. And if you're going to take the hose, put your nozzle on like a mist or kind of, well, a heavy mist. And a combination of you flattening the ground with the palm of your hand and misting the soil with the water, that will push them in. And they will germinate for you. Now, you've done the right thing because these seeds that come back every year from you by reseeding, they need to have a cold treatment. And keeping them in your garage that has no heat is the best place for them. If you were to keep them in your house, in your kitchen drawer, and your house is 70, there's no cold treatment for them. But by keeping the seed in your garage, where the temperature fluctuates, like it does in the garden, is going to help to give you a higher percentage of germination. So that's a good thing. Now make sure, Deborah, that they are not in a plastic bag. They need to be in the paper bag. If they're going to be in plastic, open up the top to let the moisture out, because if it's fresh seed that did not have a chance to dry out, it could put moisture into the air in the bag, recondensate on the plastic, wet the seed, and then create a mold problem. So open up the bag to let the air circulation around the seed, keep it cold, and then in April, sprinkle the seed, firm it into place, water, or wait till we get a good rain, and they will come up all by themselves. Now, hibiscus. I love hibiscus. I love hibiscus outside during the winter, during the spring, summer, and fall, in a big container with a lot of light, a lot of rain, feeding them. I've always had a problem bringing them inside for the winter because you never have enough windows to give them all of the light that they want. You get leaf drop. You don't get as many blooms, but they do get by. And the second I put them outside It's like I gave them, you know, medication or something. They just go crazy. So you have to say to yourself, I'm keeping them alive during the winter. I may not get many flowers. I'm going to lose some foliage. It's not a big deal. Because when spring comes, they're going to come back to life. They're going to be beautiful. They'll have all kinds of flowers. But during the winter, give them as much sun as you can. Spin the plant so that the side that faces inside the room this week faces the window next week. That way you get uniformity to the sunlight on the foliage. Feed them every time you water. Hibiscus loves to be fed more than any other plant in your home. Very, very heavy feeders. They're like roses. If you want roses to really bloom and grow in your yard, you need to feed them every single month with a granular food or every 2 weeks with a liquid. They're very, very hungry. Also, check the tips of the new growth of your hibiscus. Hibiscus, I think they're born with aphids. During the summer when they're outside, there's not as much of a problem. But I've always found with mine that on the top couple of inches, I will always have aphids. And if that's a problem, use horticultural oil or all-season oil. And either one of these products will do very well. And what's nice about an oil spray, the oil covers the insect and the egg. So an oil will kill the egg, the young insect, and the mature insect. It coats their body or the shell with oil, plugging all of their pores, smothering them. And you're not breathing a pesticide in your house. So look for either all-season oil or horticultural oil. You can mix it in a plant mister or an old Windex bottle. Just clean it out really good. Put some oil in it. You're going to see that once you let it sit, it will come to the surface. So give it a good shake to mix it. Spray the plant, and that will take care of scale insects, whitefly, mealybug, aphids, spider mite. And with an oil insecticide, you can even spray it on things that you're going to eat, and it's not absorbed into the foliage. So if you're keeping in your house basil, chives, rosemary, and you're going to be cooking with it, and you have insects, horticultural oil or all-season oil is not absorbed into the tissue. It kills the insect. You cut it from the plant, rinse it under warm water. The oil will dissolve and leave the plant, and also oil will only live on the surface of the plant for about a 10-day period. After 10 days, the rays of the sun have destroyed the makeup of that oil spray or that waxy spray. So it's a very safe way, and using chemical sprays in the house with all the windows closed is not a good idea. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from Manchester, New Hampshire, who has a question about turkeys.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and your staff as well, Paul. Paul, long-time listener, and my wife and I purchased a small camp on Lake Winnipesaukee, in the middle part of the state, and decided to work on the property and bring some of the plantings that we have in the southern part of the state at our home to the camp, only to find that we would spend a good couple of summers battling deer, trying to keep them away from the plantings, and finally figured out why no one else had any. But we're trying to think creatively beyond just the remedies that you find at a big box store on how to keep the deer away from the plantings. But I guess the second part to that question was, towards the end of the summer, we decided, since it's not a large area, just to throw sod down so that we could enjoy the season a little bit more quickly than seed next year, only to find out when we went back at the end of the season to close the camp that there were wild turkeys all over the place. And all over the property. And so now we've pretty much given up battling the deer, and now we're wondering, can we even battle wild turkeys?
Are they eating anything on your property?
It didn't appear so, but what they were doing is leaving a tremendous amount of droppings all over the properties. Aside from it being unsightly, it just obviously wouldn't make for much fun to walk around barefoot. You know.
Okay. There is a company that sells a goose repellent, and it's Bobbex G, B-O-B-B-E-X dash G, and it's a goose repellent. And what it is for the when they drain the vat of wine, the bottom is very, very sour. And you spray this on your grass, and when the turkeys dig at the grass, they don't like the bitterness.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy New Year's, everyone. And we hope that you have a very, very prosperous new year. If you get a chance and you haven't already joined, sign up to get our newsletter. Go to paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad. Top of the page it says newsletter. Put your email address, hit submit, and while you're there, look at the newsletter that we wrote this week for you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Marie from Rhode Island, who has a question about rhododendrons.
Marie, good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Paul. Paul, I have a rhododendron. It's a foundation plant. It's been in for 3 years on the northwest corner of my house. I had no blossoms last year. This year I have, I had no buds, and this year I have no buds either. The plant's growing, you know, plenty of foliage, but no buds whatsoever. I did give it some holly tone at some point during this past season, but no buds. What am I doing wrong?
Okay. Well, so if it's on the northwest side, it's getting a late in the day sun, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what else do you have around it? Is it all by itself, or are there some other plantings near
it? No, I've got a lot of plantings. I've got a hydrangea right next to it, and then there's an azalea a little farther down.
And the hydrangea is producing blue flowers?
Yes, it's doing beautifully. It's not a blue hydrangea. It's one that has different petals, and it's sort of white with a little blue and a little pink thrown in there.
Okay. Okay. What I'd like to have you do is this. If the foliage is not as dark as it should be, look for a product at your garden center called Ironite, I-R-O-N-I-T-E. Ironite will darken the color, and it is an absolutely wonderful fertilizer and repairing mixture for broadleaf evergreens after a winter. It will deepen the shade of green, will help to repair any damage during the winter. So I would start with that. Now, for a rhododendron in the 2 to 3 foot range, I would put around that plant 2 or 3 good mounded handfuls of Hollytone. Sprinkle it on the ground right underneath the foliage. Scratch it in with your fingertips, and then either wait for the rain, or if it's not going to rain, water it in, but scratch it into the soil. And a combination of the ionite and the Hollytone should help it a great deal. Now, the other thing, rhododendrons in the spring make the new growth after they flower. So they normally bloom late May, early to mid-June, in that time span. Once the new growth is done, it will concentrate on making the flowers. If you can re-fertilize in July, that will help it to make flower buds. And what I'd like you to do, take your brand new calendar that you just bought for the new year, July 1st, write down Hollytone for rhododendron. And if you can give it 2 to 3 handfuls in early July, you will have flowers next spring. If that extra feeding will make a big, big difference on azaleas, magnolias, holly, you'll get more berries on your holly. Anything that blooms or makes fruit, because the time of the year that a plant makes the flower buds is during July, August, September, and finishes it in October. So if you can do that, you're going to have flower buds next year, all that you want. Okay? The other thing is, if you did not put down your wilt proof this year, today's the day. Get your wilt proof on to protect your broadleaf evergreens. Have a great new year. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And check out the website, paulparent.com. Look at the newsletter and sign up for it. You'll get a lot of great information. Don, thanks for all your help.